IGN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're only shining when you act yourself. Wish I could learn that before I went through hell. Lord, I was trying to flip the cards I was dealt. I was tired of hiding. I had some words with myself. I said, stop trying to be the things that I'm not. Trying to be like everyone else. Trying to fit inside of that box. Oh, you got magic inside of your heart. Had it right from the start. Copycat is dirty. Nothing worse than being thirsty.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice. It's Leva Miller. So good to have you join me. So good to let for me to. What? Why do I not know this? Let's try it over. Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Guardian Radio. I don't know it. Why do I not? It's my birthday. That's why. I remember nothing today. You see that? See how I kind of just threw it in there? I changed the song for y'all. I messed up the introduction for y'all. And I can't do that. I can't mess up the introduction because there was a gentleman that messaged me and said, listen, my daughter loves the introduction that you do every single morning. So, I don't know, I have to try to do it before the end of the show for them. How that sound? But today is my birthday, right? And in keeping with good practice and protocol, I typically don't wake on my birthday and Jesus' birthday. But somehow, the white straw have me in the studio, right? And so I'm here, and so I'm having fun. And then we just open lining. I talk into Ebony Bahama. She's in the studio with me. And we're talking about all of the wonderful liquor drinking soirees that we could find ourselves in over the next 2 days when we celebrate the birth of the Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, right? And if you don't celebrate that, well, you know, just, you know, don't be that guy. Drink the liquor at least, you know, eat the food at least.
Go see
Auntie, right? That's the one thing I like about Christmas. I get to go see all my aunties, right?
You know, Christmas really is about family. Hello, Bahamas. It's me, Ebony. I'm out and about here on Guardian Radio with Levin Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen, Christmas is definitely all about the family. Like, for me, the family is big. Like, I don't care who you have in your life. Like, my family, literally, we're all busy people. We're all super, super active in our lifestyles. Mm-hmm. But Christmas, we clear that. Even Bodie and Claire's our schedule for Christmas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bodacious one?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if she finds time to be free. But yeah, no, so whatever you're doing this week, this weekend, I brought with me, are you like the Bahamian TripAdvisor?
Wow. That would truly be an honor if only they could hire me like someone in tourism. Hint, hint, shout out.
That would be cool.
Por favor.
Cool. Aye, Chester Cooper.
I like soy bilingüe.
I like, and you are bilingual. Yeah. So am I. So like they could hire us.
We.
This comes as a package deal. Not please leave my wee alone. But yeah, they could kind of hire us as a package. We come as a package. I could see it now. Like what would we call it? I don't know. We have to work on a name. Can't be Ebony Bahamas. Be Unleashed. That wouldn't be cool enough to be outin' and aboutin' with. Yeah. We could call it outin' and aboutin'.
But I'm already out and about.
No. That's why we call
give
it
me the
out
ing-ing.
And about and
the
right.
Ing-ing.
That's to add on the leaving facet. Because people usually
out and about me. Unleashed.
People usually accuse me of leavening, right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. That's what people say about me. People say, oh, you're leavening again, right?
Oh, jeez.
And so we could kind of be outing and abouting, right? You know, so we could add out and about to leaving. I'm trying to think about how to make this happen. Anyway, so today is Thursday. Can I tell you what else phenomenal thing happened to me? I don't remember how old I am.
You're just a little older than I am.
No. This is a true story. Like I'm not, like, no kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had the greatest difficulty remembering whether or not this was my 37th or my 36th.
Well, we don't count last year, so.
But I feel like I've been 36 twice. and now I feel like my Auntie Birdie, right? Because my Auntie Birdie was 65 11 times.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, like every time you ask anybody how old he is, boy, I'm 65. Anybody, you couldn't be 65. You were 65 when I was 9.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but I'm 65.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe I'm suffering from that a little bit because I'm sure I celebrated my 36th last year.
Okay.
But everyone keeps telling me I'm 36 this year, and I don't know how that's possible, because I'm sure I'm already 36. So I don't know. So now what I have to do, right, because I have a friend, his birthday is right before me,
mm-hmm.
right? And he always says,
when his birthday, how old he is.
I gotta find out how old he is, right? And it's because, no, this is, let me show you how serious I am about this. Yesterday, right, I indulged in the number entertainment segment of the society, right?
I hope you hit a lick.
Right? No, not at all, actually. And listen, and you know, but for bad luck, I'd have no luck, right? And so, literally, from they called the first number, I could just crumble up the whole paper and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, and so I played my age yesterday, or what I thought was my age.
Oh, wow.
It was at that point that I said, is this really my age, right? Because I can tell you what I played, 2337. That's what I played, right? My birthday's on the 23rd. And as far as I was aware, I was turning 37.
Mm.
But then someone said, you can't be turning 37 because you ain't older than me. And I was like, really? But I thought it was. And he's like, no, I'm 36. You've got to be 36. And I was like, are you sure? And apparently I'm like 36 2.0, like Perry Christie would do it, right? So maybe this is like Levin Miller 36 2.0. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, I have no show plan. You can feel free to give me a call. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Ebony's going to tell us about all of the wonderful things that are happening. I see that you've already got the partying started.
You saw me, eh?
I have seen you. I have seen you out and about. How has that been going?
Oh, wow. Out and about is truly, truly. Listen, shout out to those Monday spots. You know, before COVID, Monday used to be like a real, real slow, dry day. But listen, on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
you do not want to miss karaoke night at Johnny's because trust me.
Really?
They be lit. It's hot and happening out there.
It was fascinating.
It was fun. I almost got you to sing and all.
It was fascinating. Yeah. I sing only in the shower. It's because that's where I sound best. I believe I have no scientific data to support this, but I believe it's because I don't have on clothes. That obviously is what makes me sound good because
it's apparently confidence.
The minute I put clothes on, I no longer sound good.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So I definitely can't ever sing at a karaoke. But I also went to karaoke last evening.
Where did you go?
I don't know if I'm gonna tell all these people about my little spot. It's like a place X.
Come over here and whisper in my ear.
No. I'm from the Church of God mess. So, I might as well just say it. So there's a place in 3rd Street, The Grove, right?
I like The Grove.
Yeah, I love The Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Bahamian sucker direction. So here's where it is.
Why he doesn't call the name of the place? Because
they suck at that too.
Oh, gee.
Our Ladies. Not Our Ladies. That ain't Our Ladies. St. Cecilia. You know what St.
That's
Cecilia?
That's the pink one?
The pink one.
Okay.
All right. So when you think St. Cecilia sits between two corners,
uh-huh.
the one on the right-hand side. This is how you get behemoth directions. You can't get a much of nothing else.
Okay.
When you go through the corner on the right-hand side of St. Cecilia, you drive mm-hmm. straight. When you drive straight, as soon as you cross the T-junction,
uh-huh.
second building on the right-hand side, there could be some like lights there, right? You see them in the nighttime. The karaoke there is marvelous, and I understand that they should be like doing food soon directly, but it's pretty decent. I really like it. It's a really nice low-key spot. I'm not into sneaky linking, but it looks sneaky linkish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I'll meet you there.
It's because I'm so Church of God. I'm not into any of that kind of stuff. But so you could check out that kind of spot, I think, during this Christmas time. Because y'all people don't know where to go. Y'all been inside for 2 years. I'm trying to help y'all out.
Mm-hmm. You know what else has mm-hmm. great Wednesday night spots? Climax. It's a new spot downtown. I know last week they had Nishi LS, Live Bahamian Entertainment. I know, like, for those of you that know me, I am big on live Bahamian entertainment, like not just for the tourists, but also for the masses. For example, like I said, Climax on Wednesday night, they have Bahamian entertainment. Even their whole menu is Bahamian. It's like a Bahamian fusion menu. So you want to check them out downtown. Also to just do a shout out again, this past weekend, Kamalami Place had their first event for this season. Shout out to Rick Carey, Carissa.
I was there. I heard I missed you by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Not that I'm following you around or anything.
Listen.
Yeah.
It was... like
when I got there...
the spot.
Yeah, when I got there, I think I like heard the last note play. Like mm-hmm. there's like da 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 da, and then they started packing up everything around.
Listen,
me. Like,
that wasn't the spot to miss. That was not the event to miss. So shout out to Kamalami Place.
Yeah, it was a really cool
check
vibe.
Out. Yeah, and I like how they had like a lot of food vendors there. So like they had Pulpy. They had, is it cocoa? It was a drink. It's a cocoa something. Kokomoto's. I don't want to call the wrong name.
I just had the punch.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was good. Yeah. Like it was a really chill Bahamian cool. Listen, I had on flats, and I left there sparkling because we don't sweat, we sparkle.
It's an outdoor grassy kind of landscape. Mm-hmm. So please don't carry your 6-inch heels. Mm-hmm. And anyone of you people that whose name I'm calling, if y'all could feel free to send me a check. You see Janet Lee's 502-2300. And she could tell you how, I could call your name every day, right? And send people to where you are. But I feel like it's Christmas. What the hell? I'm just, letting people
don't let me get you in trouble.
No, no. Go, please. And for those of you that are offended by the word hell, I'm sorry that the word hell offends you. Please don't be offended by my usage of the word hell. All right. Let's take this phone call. Who is this, Ali? Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning, Brother Miller. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Very good. And to your guest.
Hello.
Yes, Brother Miller, I want to wish you and your family. The lady mentioned family a moment ago. And this is what we need to promote back. Our country. I do believe the traditional families is eroded and is in trouble. So I support the lady in terms of celebrating with our family and loved ones.
Yes.
I think we kind of mixed up in our country what family is all about, because the liberal organization is trying to replace the traditional value of God. So I like her premise on terms of the family. Brother Miller, you said something a moment ago. You often promote your Church of God of Man.
I am a Church of God boy.
And I really like that about you. You're not denying your church and your structure. I know your grandfather very well. Well-structured family who believe in God. But Brother Miller, are you a Church of God of prophecy?
Church of God. They wasn't like us. We was Church of God in Christ. We was the Church of God, Church of God.
You haven't played that good old religion music, that Negro spiritual, in a long time. In fact, some folks don't know what Negro spiritual is. But you could hit one or two up today with that, those Negro spiritual. But let me say this. I read in the paper, and I hope I'm not digressing from your topic. I read in the paper where a Church of God compromised himself in Turks Island. A 76-year-old man who's supposed to be a pastor or bishop find himself in problems in Turks Island. Did you read that?
I did.
My God.
Yeah.
What a time.
Do you know of him?
I don't know of him, actually. No,
Is he a part of your church, Church of God?
Well, I would say this.
You did read it.
I did. I read it. Yeah. I read
it. But you didn't make that an issue. Oh, but you COVID and everything. But things like this, that should have been an issue.
Well, it's in the Turks and Caicos, so I imagine.
But he's a Bahamian.
It's in the Turks and Caicos, so I imagine that the Turks and Caicos Islanders will do a good job ventilating that matter, and they will make sure that they completely get it out in the atmosphere. And at whatever point it becomes an issue here, you could rest assured that I will be very much present and accounted for. Because one thing, Church of God people, we don't play around.
Mm-mm.
We don't play around. Let me read a couple of these text messages. This here says, Miller, are you 140 COVID yesterday lockdown coming? I guess they want to know if I heard. No, I didn't hear that. But I don't see Philip Davis and the Progressive Liberal Party locking this place down. I think no new administration would lock down a country. They need money. They need money. It ain't make no sense. All us be living and dead broke. That didn't make sense. All right, this year says, great show as usual. Happy birthday. Could you give the age so I could catch early Miami? So I'm either 36 or 37. I'm going to have to check with my mommy on that, I think. This year says, could you pray for the people who cook their turkey dry and serve it to people or sell it to people because they ain't safe? I believe you're onto something in the text, right? This one here says, which one is king of the Christmas main dish, the ham or the turkey? Which do you prefer? When I was younger, ham. As I age, I'm not sure if I care for ham. Here's why, right? Like, my grandmother died when I was 30, right? She had been the only woman that had ever cooked for me. I'm not very fascinated on women cooking for me, right? I can cook better than 75% of the women around this place, I assure you. And you know, when my grandmother died, I just stopped eating a whole lot of things. Yeah, and I realized that that's obviously my traumatic response to death, because when my dad died, I stopped eating a bunch of stuff. And so I don't eat ham like that, and I'll tell you why. My grandma used to do ham a certain way, and people scare me with some of these things they do. Like, I don't want cinnamon apple on the ham. Let's don't play with this. Okay? Yeah, no, I don't want the ham doing strange things.
You just want the pineapple.
I want don't do
the pineapple and the little cherry thing.
I said no. My grandma used to boil it.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, what your ham tastes like?
And when she finished boiling it, she put it in the baker. She might put little brown sugar something over this just to soak through the meat. And when this was done, this was perfect. Huh? Some of these ham so sweet you can't eat it with nothing.
The ham
too sweet to put on bread and too sweet to put on rice. Why do I want this ham so sweet? I need to wash it off with gravy? It's nonsense. And so because I can't find people that do it the way my grandmother does it, I don't eat it anymore. I also don't eat potato salad or coleslaw anymore since my grandmother died. That's the last time that I've eaten potato salad and coleslaw. Yeah, I don't eat it. I tell people I don't eat it, not because I don't eat it, but because I want to save them the emotional trauma of me telling them that potato salad tastes
bad.
Those
facial expressions.
Yeah. And so to prevent this, to save us both, right, I just lie and I say, no, I don't eat potato salad and coleslaw. But the truth is, I do eat potato salad and coleslaw. I just won't eat it from you.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so that's one of those things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. See, now you know why I'm an unmarried man. 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4. Why do I not remember anything? 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. We're kind of just shooting the breeze today. I'm here with Ebony Bahamas, Miss Trip Advisor Bahamas Inc.
Oh, man.
No? Just I like to give away titles. I like to give away
titles.
Yeah,
you do label people.
Yeah, let's take this phone call. Come on and call you on. Call you there? No? Okay. So, what else is hot and popping, Ebony?
All right, so this week you have a lot of wonderful spots. Like I said, for me, Christmas is all about friends and family. So you have, you know, the home gatherings and all of that. But a lot of the other spots are having like live entertainment that you don't want to miss out on. You have Johnny's Fusion Primetime, Fifth Place, A Taste of Nassau, The Green Parrot, The Farm, Antiki the Floating Bar, Seven Ships, Climax. You have the Yellow Bell, 98 Degrees, Orgasms, Lewis and Steens. You want to pop in for a good cup of joe, Cacique. You have the Sunset Beach Club, Eden Poolside Bar, Traveler's Rest, Studio Cafe. All of these are great spots that you want to check out. And like I mentioned last week, you also want to do something different. You know, you're about to move into 2022, God willing. And, you know, it's important for us just to say, you know what? It's been a rough couple of years. 20 months is a long time to be locked down and to have, you know, so many issues. Especially in lieu of COVID, but you want to do something different. So you have those staycation experiences that I mentioned. And like this past weekend, Bodine and I staycationed at Comfort Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, when I tell you top-notch service,
yeah.
I don't know.
Are all the rides open back?
Oh, I didn't go over to the Atlantis because I was so comfortable at Comfort Suites.
Mm-hmm.
I was super comfortable at Comfort Suites. It was a wonderful experience there. I mean, top quality service from you hit the door till you know.
Was it people-y?
It wasn't overcrowded. Mm-hmm. And then the staff was so friendly. Like you felt like at home. They had a nice homey experience there.
If you have friendly people at home.
This is true.
Yeah.
So the staycation experience is one that I highly recommend at any of our local hotels. Like I said, I was at Comfort Suites this past weekend. I have another staycation coming up. This one is a more like a sneaky link vacation type situation.
Okay. It's a sneaky linkation.
Yeah,
okay.
But I will post a few pictures from that on my socials.
Don't do the thing where you take a picture of the dude's arm.
No,
I hate.
Oh, you never see.
And definitely don't do the sticky over the face thing.
No,
I
shan't.
Anybody that takes a picture of me and puts a sticky over my face, I am removing.
I'm gonna
the fiber.
Put my hand over your face.
I'm gonna remove the fiber network cable from your house so that you could not use the internet.
What a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, no, I shut down this whole operation. What is the sticky over the face for? Just don't take a picture of me. Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah, but suppose my body look good in that picture. Like, if my body looks good, then
Adobe Photoshop yourself out this picture with me.
Oh, come on. That's too much work.
Oh, yeah, no. If you put the sticky over my face, I am burning this whole place to the ground.
I shan't give you a sticky.
Yeah, don't put a sticky over my... Don't take a picture of my airs. Women do creepy things, right? Like, why are you taking a picture of... Why did you just take a picture of the back of this man's head?
You know what? I can't do it.
It's weird. You don't think it's weird?
So like I said, staycation experiences are great, whether you're with a bae, a friend, family, your loved ones, or even if you're just out and about on your own. You also have Lunar Rum tours, and I'm advocating for them because a lot of people don't know that you can have a tour of the distillery, and I'm going to do that this coming week. Oh, Carl is having tattoo specials, so check out your tattoo artist if you want to do something special to commemorate or to just, you know, move into the new year, celebrate, you know, something special. I mean, a lot of people get tattoos because they're addicted to them. I get tattoos with purpose. Mm-hmm. So like all of the ones that I have, I only have two. I'm about to get a few more just and so for me, mm-hmm. like the tattoos are memorable. So if you want to, you know, just do something special for someone that might have passed, or even, you know, just to commemorate something special that you had, you know, go for it. You have art gallery tours. You have the girl on the pole experience with Rafi, ooh-hoo. Clifton Heritage.
I saw they had a big something.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a big something. Sip and Strut, is it?
Yes. Yeah. And so all of these are wonderful experiences for you to get into something different. And even if you don't make it this year, you have next year early. Do not wait because, you know, Valentine's is coming and you know that's the next best thing.
Valentine is coming. You better batten down.
Okay.
Let's take a phone call. Come on, Igala. You're on.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Miller.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I wish you a Merry Christmas, you know.
Thank you, 52.
And a Happy New Year. You know, your life of substance. Good morning to the young lady.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, the thing is, I was touched by the gentleman who I was calling to talk with the family. I always impressed with him. And so he is persistent, mm-hmm. you know, and importunate. So I love that. And so, you know, the thing is, you know, Levon, I want to say something firstly. The church on the corner by Mini Street, the brown and white church on the corner of Mini and Balfour, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a church of God.
The brown church on the corner of Mini and
brown
Balfour.
And white. Brown and white. It's trimmed with brown and it's white. That's a church of God.
I think you're talking about the church that used to be the old Voice of the Watchman. I think that used to be.
But my granddaughter used to go there.
I think now it's a Haitian church, though. I don't know what the name is.
You say now it's a Haitian church?
Yeah, I think now it's a Haitian church.
No, I don't know. You know how it
is. Yeah, on the corner of Mini, on the corner of Mini and Balfour.
The Almighty belongs to no religion.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so, you know, I'm aphoristic, right? And so they hate me for that. And so I'm upset. I am concerned about the young lady, and I'm trying to reach the young here. And so the fact that we are being, humanity is being kidnapped socially via science. And mm-hmm. so I'm afraid that socializing is a part of mental stability, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are being attacked socially on a global scale. Science determined to be party or be up front.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in this fear paradigm and we're in the ignorant paradigm. And I'm upset that, you know, for the new year, when people call your show and talk about 52 spreading misinformation, please ask them to elaborate on it or like a guy.
I always take every opportunity.
No, listen to me. No, not cutting you off. I know you can cut me. But I'm saying this, I won't get this in because this is important to me. Because mm-hmm. what I'm saying is the guy said to gag me. But the fact that my soul cries out for a free humanity and 52 know what's going on. Now, I want to get back to just a second here with the family structure because what happens is a lot of people are lost and they mad at me for speaking the truth on the radio. But I want them to know, the sheep, the ignorant sheep, educated, that my statements go beyond me and them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your personal feelings and visceral BS off the air because it doesn't count. People never call and ask this number. And I communicate with a lot of people who have gotten my number from Guardian Radio and they're on the same page I am. So a lot of people can appreciate what I'm saying even though you mightn't receive it because my mind transcends your own, or whatever, my consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that in the book, George Orwell's, well, his real name is Eric Blair, 1984. In the book, which is written from the 40s, which everything is being done incrementally, subliminally,
mm-hmm.
insidiously. Mustafa Moon was some big-time official in the thought police or the hierarchy, mm-hmm. the oligarchical structure. And Vincent was being surveilled by the thought police of his, I think he was betrayed by his girlfriend.
Bring him back to right field, 52.
Let's go back to the next one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Winston was arrested, mm-hmm. I think in the front of the officials, when he called Mustafa Moon father, it was embarrassing to Mustafa Moon. So the real picture was, this is an attack on the family. No one wants the family. This is why the book is incremental in doing it, even in Brave New World now. You find out that this is why they socially re-engineering the structure in the schools in the States. They teach children how to accept two males and two females.
Yeah, there's obviously something going on.
But it's being done incrementally.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're saying Guy 52 is that you're a fool and you have nonsensical hatred. And so what I'm saying is 52 is not your enemy. 52 is not driving global policies. Anton is not driving global policies. When you could sit on the radio and worry about what someone's saying, that means you're pathetic. And you should turn the radio right. And tell you finish speak.
All right, 52, appreciate it. 3236232, that's 52. It's Christmas, you know. I'm making sure that my boy from English didn't get a chance to go at it. Let's take one more call. Good morning, call. You're on.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you and your guest.
Well, it's my birthday. My guest just happens to be here.
I mean you. good morning. please, Levon, repeat that again. Tell Bahamians, potato salad and coleslaw taste awful with sugar.
Yeah. Man, don't listen. If you put sugar in the potato salad, I flip the whole table over.
I just tell them, like you being diplomatic, I just tell them, I don't eat foolishness.
Yeah.
Then I call to order food. I ask, do you put sugar in the potato salad?
Yeah.
I've never had that experience.
I flip the whole table over.
Yes, and tell 52 to chill.
It's Christmas. Thank you very much, Carla. Happy birthday,
and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Stop freaking out.
3, 2, 3. I love radio, you know. I couldn't think about anything else I'd want to do. So before I go, right, I got a couple of shout outs to get in, right? I see all of my friends down there. Now my police friends got promotion.
Congratulations.
Right? Plenty sergeant. Let me tell you who I in company with, because I ain't a junior man. January coming would have made me 19 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of keeping the Queen's peace in the protection of the territorial integrity of this Commonwealth, right? Mm-hmm. And so my contemporaries are petty officers, some of them chief petty officers, inspectors, sergeants.
But do they know you?
My name, like pine sol in China.
It's the confidence for me.
Yeah, if you call my name in China, the people know who I am, all right? So, I drink when I just get promoted beverage yet. I don't know what's happening with these people.
Well, they had parties last week.
No, I won't call them out by name. Chief Petty Officer Smith, O. Smith, I hear nothing from you yet. Woman Chief Petty Officer, even though there's no such thing, but she happens to be PDF Finest. Chief Petty Officer Hour, I hear nothing from you yet. These are my personal friends. I go on to go meet some of my friends down at Place X a bit later. Those are my squad mates. Y'all just make sure they're on ice. I come in, right? But let's get this together. Let's get this rank wedding ceremony happening slow. I need you all to proceed with all dispatch toward wherever we having the rank wedding ceremony. And of course, I can't forget Andres Burrows. Yeah, I can't forget him either, right? Like, because everybody get new rank now. And I ain't had a beverage off none of these new rank yet. So let's don't play crazy. Today is my birthday. Just drop the location, send the coordinates, and I will proceed forthwith, all right? So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there. Let's take one more phone call, Emily, before we go back to it. Good morning, Carly, you're on.
Greetings. Happy New Year.
Robert, you're a week early.
And, you know, life happens fast now, mm-hmm. and you're influenced a guest. You from Mini Street, right?
Mini Street and Cordo Avenue.
Now, how you forget the big church on Cordo Avenue and Mini Street?
He didn't say Cordo Avenue and Mini Street.
But he know.
No. He said the church on the corner.
There's a church on the corner.
You wouldn't bet that. There's a church on
brown
the corner.
Brown and white?
It ain't brown and white. I don't know what color it is, but it could be brown because one half is plywood, right?
I know, but that's really green and gold. And no, but this one church being white with pumice brown.
So you're talking about the one on the end of Main Street and Cordo Avenue. That's Prophecy Church, yes.
That's what he means. Okay. Anyhow, let's get back to what is hand, right? You know what is troubling to me? Troubling. The government said that to be broke, we can't build the next hospital. Mm. We broke. Mm. But the other end, minister already just raised $150 million and counting in Guadalajara.
And was going to lend the fella 30
million. Yes.
Yeah.
And Parks and Recreation had $60 million just squandered away. You use a fritter.
Yeah.
And over $115 million, we know where they're going to. No KYC. That people have changed contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got to stop locking up people. We got to lock up people, man. This got to stop.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
This is troubling.
Yeah.
You come to office.
And it's so funny because you remember there was the digger in the jail campaign people? You remember they did that? Digger in the jail. I hear the digger in the jail people screaming around here in a little bit. Anyway, so let's read a couple of these text messages, Ebony. I'm in studio. Ebony Bahamas is here with me. She's missed out and about. We're working on, what are we working on?
a new project.
Yeah, and we can call it Outin' and Aboutin'. That could be Ebony Bahamas and Levin Miller Levening in the street somewhere. This one here says Third Street is lit. You are very right. Third Street is a pretty decent vibe. But y'all don't bring like everybody. Like everybody don't come. See, that's the problem. Whenever you find a good spot, everybody is won't come. And I really want to be there with everyone. Does it make sense?
I like the exclusivity. Like,
yeah.
The, you know.
I want to be there with everyone. Mm-hmm. This one here says, what was that sacrilege? It's my theme song for the day. And y'all just asked me to change the theme song the other day. They told me the other day. Leaving, you can't play
they
this.
They didn't like the song?
No. But they wanted me, well, this person wants my theme song to play, right? And the other day somebody said, but Levin, why are you playing this sad Selma song? It's Christmas time, right? Mm-hmm. And so now I played something that's a bit beepy boppy, and they don't like that either.
Man, the song you played to open up was so good.
Yeah. This is Levin. I was talking to my twin, and they said, referring to themselves as I'm going by X years soon. I say X years. You can imagine that. Your twin going around saying they 1 year older than you, like COVID and Chips Ahoy shortage ain't bad enough. No, I still can't quite remember what age am I. This one here is Coco Chanel. I don't know. What is that, a place? Is Coco Chanel a place?
I hear my song.
Happy birthday, bro. This is Barry. I want to say message pass, message receive. This one here says, Levin, I just saw COVID police go into an overcrowded store to shop and did nothing. To make matters worse, he was in the COVID car filled with inflated balloons as if he is raking them, taking them to have a party. Jesus, take the wheel. Well, you know, it's Christmas. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas to you and the fam. Thank you very much. This one here says, oh, happy birthday. Next level, really put God first. Talk the talk and walk the walk. Oh, hallelujah. We got to go to a break. That's not my music, but that's the music for today. Right, brought to you by Ebony Bahamas, who thought that I should play it today. So don't move. I've got more show on the next side of the break.
You don't start living till you kill that shade.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. I guess Allenden, Ron Horton, all now. Allenden playing birthday music and all now for me. Jesus, this is a lot. Listen, I figured out what I want for my birthday. I want plastic straws. If any one of you are out there and can get your hand on plastic straws, bring them to me. I want copious amounts of plastic straws for my birthday. That is what I want. Yes, they're contraband. If you get caught with them, you know, you and Carlita could discuss that. But that's what I want.
You know, there's a place that you can actually get the straws, you know, like the spoon, fork, knife, the straw, like you can have them just for you.
No, that gives me the heebie-jeebies because I can't see inside that straw.
They give you the little thing to clean the straw.
Yeah, no.
Are you trying to say you're trying to clean your straw?
Like, right.
Let me know now.
I'm saying that I want to just dispose of the straw when I'm done with it, right? You know, when I go to like fancy places, right? They say, right, the plastic straw will kill the turtle. I argue that the dye on this paper straw will kill the man. Whether it is better for me to kill the turtle or to kill the man, you decide. All right?
Ooh.
Yeah. but I don't think plastic straws offer that much of a danger to the planet. And besides, I am old enough to remember when there was a PBS commercial that told me to stop using paper. You remember that? Stop cutting down the forest. You remember that commercial?
Yeah.
On ZNS with Smokey Bear. Hi, I'm Smokey the Bear. And now the forest is going missing.
I like stop smoking around me.
So
I like that one.
Now that I listen to y'all, and I like plastic now, right?
Oh, Lord.
Y'all want to talk foolishness? I'm not listening to y'all no more. Give me the plastic straw, y'all, because I think you don't want me to tell you what I think about the paper straw, right? This is obviously the devil's crafty work to drag more man to hell. Because every time I have one of these things, I have to cuss. I've never used the paper straw and not cuss.
Maybe you're drinking your drink fast enough.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah. This one here says, Mr. Miller, what does it say? You are not getting away with your side comment, why you're not a married man is your choice. But be responsible. Don't be a hypocrite, like Dr. P said. The traditional family is the real man, led by example, especially as a so-called Church of God boy.
Oh, okay. They put you in your
place. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. This one just says, leaving 52. What does it say? Leaving everything with dude is family structure. If it rain or snow family structure, he needs to let that go. All right. Anyone who puts sugar in potato salad or coleslaw is a murderer. That should be said.
You get killed.
Yeah. this year says, Miller, where is the bat hideout in the city? Well, I'll tell you this. I am going to the New Travelers Rest today. That's where I plan to be today.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah. And they have a wonderful smoke lounge there. I go there to burn the incense in the secret place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take this phone call. Come on and call your on.
Good morning, Mr. Zegon Miller.
Hey, Sparky.
Yeah. Today is really your birthday?
Well, yes, it is.
As long as my mommy ain't lie to me.
Well, that's the one they say, you know, your ma, but your pa, you don't know.
Right.
But you from the bottom side of the valley, you on the south side of Wolf Road.
Yes, sir.
I'm from the rail side of the valley.
Yeah, you in the valley. You from the valley.
I'm from the rail side. I right around Madera Street, East Avenue, Saddleville, mm-hmm. Mount Royal, Mount Rose, Penridge Street, and thing up in there.
Mm-hmm.
When we started the valley, you get as far as Wolf Road, that was the valley. Wolf Road, Marquis Street, East Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saxon's creeping there. But happy birthday, my brother.
Appreciate it, Sparky.
You know, I wish you the best. I wish everybody within the sound of my voice, because, you know, I can't call the show after you. The one, the next show, I bow. Leave on. That's where I'm thinking now. Antoine and 52 show, you know, that's the 12 o'clock show.
That's where they
get off at. And, you know, 52, he'll get dead mad because everybody don't understand how smart he is with chemistry, you see?
Okay.
And he's called everybody ignorant because they don't understand that he's well read and he know chemistry and everything. But there's some things he don't know about.
You know what y'all should do, Sparky? You, 52, and Anton, right? Today is my birthday. Before I go west, I intend to go into the inner city community. Y'all should come wet the bar. And we could talk about how smart 52 is until I figure this out. That's a good idea. Listen, the best place to have any argument is at the Water and Hole. You get to talk loud, mm-hmm. right? It could be profane,
mm-hmm.
and no one cares.
This is true.
Yeah, and best of all, Bear could be there. That make sense? Leave me in charge of all the good ideas. This one here says, great show as usual. You need to go to Cheetah's Lounge. Nope.
Love it there.
If I'm going anywhere, well, I want to say this to you. Let me make this abundantly clear. Let be not deceived. I don't intend to go to Cheetah's Lounge. If I, by chance, happen to go to somewhere that stays open really late at nighttime, right? Because that is the one that Cheetah's Lounge gives you the opportunity to be out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
so
I
if you
there.
Want to be out at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't really like downtown very much.
Mm.
I don't ever think about downtown, right? I won't go where Jack and Jill been.
You up the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I can go. But it ain't gonna be Jesus.
But when Jack fell down.
No, I don't care what Jack and Jill them
now
was
doing. Now they got a son and a daughter.
No.
You gonna blame it on the water?
No.
And you going for to the watering hole?
No.
But you just said, Levin, you're going to the watering hole.
Going on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I get Jack them going for water. I figure with all that water, they could eat sugar. So mm-hmm. I can go to the hill and get some sugar.
But you just
and bring it down to go with Jack and Jill them water. I just getting where they going. I ain't getting with them.
Mm.
All right? So they can bring down the water. I can bring down the sugar. How does that sound? Mm-hmm. I ain't think I won't go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So tell me about your other spots, Ebony.
What else is happening? I just want to give you guys the drop spots for the next few days. Mm-hmm. Just keep them in your mind. Keep them in your hearing just so that you know that these are opportunities for you to go out and about. A lot of these spaces have COVID testing on site. A lot of them require you to be either vaccinated or to have a proof of you know what, that you've taken the test, basically, just to say that you are COVID-free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot what that was called. But you have, tonight, you have the Solstice event. You can check out their social media pages. You also have A Christmas to Believe In, and that's going to be at Cafe Johnny Canoe with Julian Believe, Veronica Bishop, DJ Pencil on the ones and twos. On the 24th, you have the Unfaithful Games. That's going to be at the stadium. On the 25th, you got Starstruck, brought to you by Primetime and the crew up there. And then on the 26th, you have Frozen at Mass Camp. So I know that's going to be, this weekend is chock full of opportunities for you to go out and enjoy life safely. So just make sure that you are still wearing your masks, practicing social distancing habits. I heard the caller mention that the numbers went up. I did hear it on the news. But remember that even though you decide to go out and about, you have to remember that you are to enjoy life safely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put on your mask, bundle up. I mean, I know we wearing small clothes for the holidays. I know me personally, I don't want to say
wear small clothes for the holidays.
The small clothes. Like,
bless the Lord.
We wear all our clothes to church and work, and then the small clothes as we go out and about.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that you bundle up. Make sure you hydrate,
mm-hmm.
And take your vitamins. And you know, I want to admonish everyone just to go out and about to be safe. Be safe because the events that are happening are all for you,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure that you are safe.
This is a nice time to use the commercial. The life you save could very well be your own.
This is true. Yeah.
Wear your mask because the life you save could very well be your own.
I want
to tell you, somebody sent me a picture of you playing softball in 2001. You were skinny.
Oh my God, send that to me.
Hold on, you don't get to tap into my sources like that.
Absolutely. How dare that person? So, no, just forward the photo.
So let me tell you this, right? You know, again, I tell you, you like to
hang. What are you trying to say? Hold on, I heard that. You said I was skinny. What are you trying to say now?
I'm saying that
I'm not bodacious now. Hold on.
No, I'm just saying this picture here in 2001.
No, but you said I was skinny, which
was
means you want. Also, I'm not nothing to look like now. Hold on. What is he trying to say, you guys? Come on, callers. Let's hear y'all. What is he trying to say?
No. I was just telling you that I was looking at this picture. That was it. I didn't say anything further than that. Now, so I like to hang out in the inner city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my inner city drops, right?
Go ahead.
There's my headquarters. So I have my headquarters. You could come and meet me there.
At HQ. Okay.
Yeah, almost any watering hole day.
That's practically all 7 days of the week?
No.
Except Sunday.
No. You don't get to tell me. All right. So I hang out at this little bar. It's called The Red Door, right? I got friends there. My friends Lathy are there. Great stories are there. Like Shaggy, he tells great stories. These old guys, they got a bunch of wonderful stories. Slashy is there. And the entertainment, right? Like, here's the thing. Have you ever been to a bar that doesn't have a TV but no one cares?
Mm.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I like it. It's like the bar from, what was the name? Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that's my official headquarters. But sometimes I cheat on them, right?
Mm.
And I go to my other watering hole in the inner city, Prestige, right? And it's Prestige, them is do this thing. Now, them two watering holes, they compete for who could have the coldest beverages, right? Like literally sometimes you got to chisel ice.
Oh, I love that.
Offer it. This is crazy stuff. And then, of course, you know, I'm a boy with Angliston, Cordo Avenue and Mini Street. That's where I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say a special hello to my family there on the corner of Mini Street and Cordo Avenue. And I go to Sachet's, right? And my good law enforcement friends hang out over there a little bit. And so it's very safe. This is where I do my soireeing in the inner city as I go, you know, as a local community watering hole ambassador, as I go touching people, touching the community and making sure that you know, the people understand that we are here for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what's going to be happening. That's the outing and abouting I think I'm going to be doing.
For the rest of the day or for the holidays?
If you want to stalk me, please do not come today at Traveler's Rest. If you want to buy me birthday beverages, then please do show up at Traveler's Rest. I want to say I'm not in the mood to talk about Hubert Minnis or Lukaya or...
You're just out on your birthday to have a good time.
Yeah. But I'm going to give you something I learned when we were in the military. If you see me today, there is one general rule. Either you get bears or you get lost. Deal? Deal?
This is directed at me?
Well, like, you're the first person I see for the day.
I know you're not talking to me.
You're the first person I see for the day. This is his happy birthday, Mr. Bill. Hey, Trevor, I see it. Yeah, I'm coming over there in a little bit. I like them, and I like my beverages in even numbers. I don't drink odd number beverages. So, you know that? So you can never buy me one drink.
Yes, I do recall. Yeah,
my Indian name is Tubal. Right, so I need more than one. Hello, Mr. Miller. Good show, always. Tell Sparky stop being trapsy. He called to say happy birthday to you and then could take 30 seconds to talk about Ward Show. Yeah, him and Juan, they have a thing going on, you know. Have you ever met, you have met your match? No. She's shorter than me. She definitely couldn't take
me. Yes, but my reach tall.
Yeah, and I'm about 40 pounds heavier than her.
Don't worry, I like life.
Yeah, no. And anyone I can't beat me running.
Please.
Anyone I can't beat me running.
I probably could beat you running.
I doubt that. Mr. Miller, and you definitely couldn't beat my parcel. This is just Mr. Miller. Could you please send a happy birthday shout out to Freeman Roll, who is celebrating his birthday with you. Okay, Freeman Roll, they want me to say happy birthday to you. And okay, again, I'm saying to my friends, you know, the ones with all this rank on their shoulder, y'all ain't tell me where y'all betting these rank yet. I don't know. Am I out the loop? Please, drop the coordinates. Because today is my birthday, and I want to come celebrate you all, new sergeant and inspector and chief and PO rank. I want to celebrate with you because you're all safe. You all ain't got no COVID. I ain't got no COVID. Let's make it happen, all right? Ebony Bahamas.
Hello, Bahamas. It's me, Ebony. I'm out and about and unleashed with Levin Miller.
All right. Tell them how to find you. Give them your handles.
Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm out and about with Ebony Bahamas on both locations.
All right. You hear the music, that means it's my time. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk, so don't move. They've got the news. That happens now. You don't start living.